ఓం నమ శివాయ. డియర్ లిజనర్స్ ఆఫ్ shivam.org, ద నెక్స్ట్ ప్రోగ్రామ్ ఈస్ షడ్ దర్శన స్పిరిచువల్ డిస్కోర్స్. ఇన్ దిస్ యు ఆర్ అబౌట్ టు లిజన్ పూర్వ మీమాంస ప్రెసెంటెడ్ బై శ్రీ రామకృష్ణన్. థ్యాంక్ యూ. ఓం నమ శివాయ.
ఆమణ హోమానాం, దేర్ ఇస్ దిస్ హోమ కాల్డ్ ఆమణ హోమ. ఆమణే ఆమనసే స్వా అమనసే స్వాహ రేతస్వినే స్వాహ. దీస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ స్వాహ కారాస్ ఆర్ దేర్. ఆమనస్ భావ ఆమణ. సో దేర్ ఇస్ దిస్ కర్మ కాల్డ్ ఆమణ హోమ. తేషాం హి కైమర్థ్య ఆకాంక్షాయాం ఫలం వికృతి అపూర్వం ఏవ భావ్యత్వేన సంబత్తితే. సో వాట్ ఇస్ ది ఫల, వాట్ ఇస్ ది ఫల for this karma, this karma amana homa kai martya aankaanksha kimartham, why should I perform this amana homa there? For the kimartha aankaanksha, the doubt, the expectancy of the kim, this kim there, phalam vikruti apurvam eva. This vikruti apurvam, whatever you have specified as the apurva result for the vikruti, that will come here. Bhavyatvena sambandhyate, and that is what you have to expect as the result. Yeah, what you have to do bhavana of ఉపస్థితత్వాత్, బికాస్ దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఇస్ దేర్ ఇన్ ది సన్నిధి, ఇన్ దట్ ఆర్డర్, ఇన్ దట్ ప్లేస్. దేర్ఫోర్ స్వతంత్ర ఫలకత్వే వికృతి సన్నిధ పాఠ అనర్థక్య ఆపత్తి. ఇఫ్ యూ అక్సెప్ట్ ఫార్ దిస్ ఆమణ హోమ సమ్ స్పెషల్ రిజల్ట్ ఓరియంటెడ్ విత్ దిస్, దెన్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో నెసెసిటీ ఫార్ దట్ ది దేర్ విల్ బి ఎన్ ఎర్రర్. Because there is an, this is in a sannidhi, it is in close proximity with some other karma. So if you accept a similar with a different result, then a result which is oriented for this karma before in this sannidhi, in its close proximity, that will become negated. So that is a wrong move. So you have to accept with this krama, this sannidhi, you have to accept the same result here, not a special result for this amana homa, etc. Anushthana sadeshyena viniyoga, according to the anushthana sadeshya similarity, you have to do viniyoga. That is what is explained here. Pashu dharmana magni shomi artatvam anushthana sadeshya. Pashu dharmana, the pashu dharmas, the dharmas of the pashu in the agnishomiya artattvam, in the agnishomiya karma, it is gained through the anushthana sadeshya. This agnishomiya, this is a part of jyotishomiya karma, jyotishoma karma, somiyaga, this is a part of that. Here there is a pashu yaga. There are pashu yagas, actually there are three pashus, there are 3 days and you have to perform 3 yagas. Each day there is a pashu. Aupavasatya Agni, Aupavasatya Agni Agni Shomiyah Pashu Anushtiyate Tasmin Evadine Te Dharmaha Patyante Adha Tesham Kaimartya Akanshayam Anushtiyatvena Upasitam Pashu Apurvam Eva Bhavyatvi Pashvapurvam Eva Bhavatyana Sambadhyate Tachasthanam Samakhyatah Prabhu సమాఖ్యాతః ప్రబలం. సో విల్ కమ్ టు దిస్ ఇన్ దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ సకృత్ హోమ, అసకృత్ హోమ. విల్ కమ్ టు దిస్ లేటర్, బట్ ఐ విల్ గివ్ యూ అన్ ఐడియా హియర్. సి దెర్ ఆర్ 3 డేస్, ఔపవసత్య సౌత్య ఔభృత. 3 డేస్ అగ్నిశోమీయ, ఫార్ ది ఫస్ట్ డే దెర్ ఇస్ దిస్ దిస్ పశు కాల్డ్ అగ్నిశోమీయ పశు. ది సెకండ్ డే శవనీయ పశు. ది థర్డ్ డే, ఫార్ ది థర్డ్ డే ది పశు ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఆహనీయ పశు. నౌ వీ హ్యావ్ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ ది కర్మాస్ ఫార్ దిస్ పశు ధర్మ. వాట్ ఇస్ పశు ధర్మ? యూ హ్యావ్ టు బ్రింగ్ ది పశు, యూ హ్యావ్ టు షో ది కుషాగ్ర ఎక్సెట్రా, సమ్ క్లీన్జింగ్ మెథడ్స్ ఎక్సెట్రా, సమ్ లైక్ సి యూ పర్ఫార్మ్ ఫార్ ది సాక్రిఫైస్, cow sacrifice, you bringing the cow, you clean it, you wear term the vermilion etc. like that. Here also there are some karmas which have to be performed for these pashus which are to be given as sacrifice in the fire oblation. So atah tesham tasmin eva dine te dharmaah patyante. So agni shomiya, the first day pashu anushtiyate, this first day pashu is called agni shomiya, which comes in aupavasatya day, the first day. So, whatever karmas have to be performed for these pashus are explained there in that first day itself. So, according to the Pata Sadeshya, according to the Anushthana Sadeshya, whatever karmas, methods you have to perform for the other pashus also will come here. You did not, see, Anushthana, we are performing the cleansing for one karma. Whether it's for one cow or two cows or three cows, it doesn't make any difference here. So, you bring the other cows also here. But, this one method here, but when you do it in Sakruta Yaga, that you perform it all the 3 days, you perform this karma in one day. It's called Sakruta Yaga. For finishing the karma faster. Now, there, when you perform the 3 day karma in one day, then the same Aupavasatya, Bhautya and Avabhrutya, these three names will be there for 3 days, but it will be performed in the morning, afternoon and evening. Now, you have to do the karma for all the three pashus. Then, in which day should you perform? In which day means for which is the first karma you have to perform? If you perform the first karma of the first pashu of the first day, then there is a gap of, huge gap of 2 days for the third karma. If you perform it for the third day, there is a huge gap for the first karma. 2 days gap. So, they will say, the middle day for that karma, whatever has, for that pashu, which is Sautya Dina, for that pashu, whatever karmas you have to perform, that day you perform that karmas plus for the other two karmas. Therefore, there is no drastic jump. First day will also come to second day, only one jump. Second day, third day will come to second day, which is also one jump. If you do first day, then the third day will have to jump twice to come to the first day. Or if you perform it in the third day, the first day karma should have to take 2 jumps to come to the third day. Therefore, they say in the middle day, Sautya Dina, you have to perform this Savaniya, whatever for the Savaniya Pashu you are performing, that karma should be performed for the first day Pashu and the third day Pashu. So, Vartamanam Pashu Apurvam Eva, if you do that, Atahatesha Kaimartya Akanchayam, Anushthayatvena Upasthitam. So, how should I perform? There, when you have this doubt, these cleansing properties, they come there. Therefore, Pashu Apurvameva Bhavyatvena Sambhatte. Why should I do this karma? Then, for this Pashu Dharma, why should I perform? For a Pashu Apurva. If you do this karma, then there is a Pashu Apurva. There is a Apurva, there is a Punya Phala, which is oriented to this cleansing properties, this karmas. So that will be the result for these karmas. Tachya sthanam samakhyataha prabalam. So that sthana pramana is powerful than the samakhya, which is the last pramana. So that is what is proven here. Ata eva shundana mantraha sannaya patrangam paata sadeshyatnatu paurodashikam samakhyaya purodasha patrangam shundanam devyaya karmane. There is this mantra. It's called Shundana Mantra. So, this Shundana Mantra comes as a anga, as a limb for Sannaya Patra. There is a patra called Sannaya Patra. For that, it becomes the limb. Which is the patra, in the Sannaya Patra only you have to hold the curd and the buttermilk for the devatas, Indra and there are two karmas which you have to perform for Indra. Aindram Dati, Aindram Payaha. For Indra, you have to use curd as an oblation. And for Indra, you have to use milk as the oblation. There, this Sannaya Patra is a kind of patra, it's a kind of vessel like a pot. So there you have to place this curd and milk. For this Shundana Mantra with which you have to perform the karma, Shundanam Daivyaya Karmane, this comes, it gets related itself to the Sannaya Patra Anga. When you remove the curd for this Indra and milk for this Indra, it comes there. with the Patasadesha. It is there in that place. Patasadesha, whether it is Sandhipata or Anushthana Sadesha, whichever way it will come there. We don't accept the Samakya. Samakya is the Pramana, because if you accept Samakya, it has to do an imagination of the Sannidhi, Krama. So, it will be delayed during the application. So, you accept the Patasadesha and proceed with the application. Purodasha Patrangatnatu. Otherwise, this will become the Anga for the Purodasha. Purodasha Patra, which will delay the karma. So, it will not be Purodasha Patra Anga. Samakshya Nirupanam. Next is Samakshya. This final pramana is Samakshya. Samakshya Yogika Shabdaha. What is Samakshya? Samakshya is Yogika Shabdaha. Sacha Vidha Vaidiki Laukiki Cha Yogiki. This for this word, this is the Shabda, that is called Yogiki Shabda. Shabda, there are four types of Shabda. Yogikaha, Rudaha, Yoga Rudaha and Yogika Rudaha. These are the four types of Shabda. It's explained in the Tika. Tatra Advaryam Pachaka Ityadi Yogikaha. Sa Eva Samakshyeti Chochyate. Advaryam Pachakaha. Advaryu is the one who cooks for this karma. So, Advaryam Pachaka. This is gained with the Yoga. This is Yogika, Yogika Shabda. This Yogika Shabda is what is called as Samakya. See, there is a term which is specified in the Vedas. You won't gain the meaning of that word from the local parlance. It's not used in the common world. Therefore, Vaidiki Laukiki cha, there are two types of Samakya. Vaidiki Laukiki. What is Vaidiki? Tatra Hotus Chamasa Hotus Chamasa Bakshanangatam Hotu Chamasa Iti Vaidikya Samakya Advaryo Tatate Padat Sangatam Laukikya Advaryavam Iti Samakya Iti Sanchepaha Tadevam Nirupitani Sanchepataha Shutyadini Shapramani. See. Hotus chamasa bhakshanangatam. Hotuhu, this hota should take the prasada, take the leftover from the chamasa patra. The first hota has the first right to take the prasada, the leftover from the chamasa patra, whatever ghee or soma he has to take. So only for the hota there is. So who is hota? How do you know this? What should you do with this leftover? What you should do with this leftover? How do you know whether you throw this or eat this? Who can eat this? Only from the Vedas you can gain this knowledge. It is said, Hotuhu Chamasaha Bhakshanam. So, that with that Samakya, with that Shabda, that word, it is specified that this Hota is the person who has to eat the leftover of that Somarasa or that ghee which is left over in the chamasa patra. So that is gained through this samakya, vaidikya samakya. And advaryu tattat padartha angatvam, advaryu has to perform these karmas or this purodasho advaryu vihajati. These kind of karmas, there are some karmas which are understood, which are explained there. These are gained through Laukikya Samakya. Laukikya Samakya means knowledge from the world. Okay, this person should do that karma, that person should do this karma. These kind of ideas which you gain from the worldly knowledge. Itadevam Nirupitani. So, we have come to the end of the six Pramana Shruti Adini Shat Pramani, the six Pramana Shruti etc. Vinyoga Vidhi Bodhita Angani. So, first is Utpatti Vidhi, then Vinyoga Vidhi. In the Vinyoga Vidhi, when we are discussing Vinyoga Vidhi, we went to the six Pramanas which help to understand the Vinyoga Vidhi. సో హీ సేస్ ఏతత్ సహకృతేన, ఏతత్ సహకృతేన మీన్స్ విత్ ది హెల్ప్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ సిక్స్ ప్రమాణాస్ వినియోగ విధినా సమితాదిభిః ఉపకృత్యై దశపూర్ణమాసాభ్యాం యజేత ఇతి ఏవం రూపేణ యాని వినియోజ్యంతే తాని అంగాని ద్విధాని సిద్ధరూపాని క్రియారూపాని చైతి. సో with the help of this vinyoga vidhi and this these six pramanas, whatever understanding you come to, which is samidadivihi upakritya, with the help of samid etc., the pancha prayajas, one should have to perform the darshapurnamasa abhyam yajeta. This karma called darshapurnamasa. So, what are the karmas which he has to do, perform this darshapurnamasa yaga? What are the karmas he has to perform this in this Dashapurnamasa Yaga? That is understood by the Katham Bhavana. And that is gained, that knowledge of those karmas are gained through the six pramanas. So, iti evam rupena yani viniyojyante. So, whatever knowledge you gain from that, and when you apply it to perform the Dashapurnamasa Yaga, there, tani angani dvidham. Those angas are of two types. That which helps you to perform this, that angas are of two types. Because what are you trying to understand through the vinyoga vidhi? You try to understand the relationship between the anga and angi. The anga which is the part of which angi, that is understood only through this vinyoga vidhi, the shat pramanas of the shuti, of the vinyoga vidhi. Now this angas are also of two types. Siddha Rupani, Kriya Rupani, that which is Siddha Rupa, that which is already attained. Kriya Rupani, that which have to perform to attain. First is Tatra Siddhani, Jati Dravya Sankhyadini, Tani Cha Drishtarthani Eva. Siddha Rupani, Jati, Dravya, Sankhya, etc. Jati, what should you do? With what should you perform this karma? Pashum aravet, I have to use cow. Okay, soma, to buy soma, I have to use red cow, red, which is dravya, and this, how many cows? Ekahanya, one cow, sankhya, ekahanya, one year old, that also one, and how many cows? One cow, with one cow. So, these kind of knowledges are, you cannot attain this. It is already there. You have to just apply it. Whether it's murta or amurta, if it is murta, if it is form, with form, it is directly applicable. If it is formless, then you have to relate it with the form and then apply it to perform the karma. So, that is tani drishtarthani eva. This is drishtarthani eva. They are pratyaksha. They are seen in the world. They are immediate, they are understood by direct cognition. You don't need to direct perception. You don't need to do anything to attain that. But the second type, Kriya Rupani Cha Dvidhani, they are of two types. First, the Angas are of two types, Siddha Rupani and Kriya Rupani. Siddha Rupani, you don't need to do anything, they are already there. They are understood, they are perceived directly. But the Kriya Rupas are of two types. Guna Karmani, Pradhana Karmani cha. One is Guna Karma and the other is Pradhana Karma. What is that? Yetani eva sannipatya upakarakani, aradupakarakani cha ucchante, cha ucchante. This Guna Karmani and Pradhana Karmani is what is referred to as sannipatya upakaraka and aradupakaraka. These are two terms which is always used in Shruti. Sannipatya Upakaraka, Arad Upakaraka. Sannipatya Upakaraka means that which is related to the result very closely. Arad Upakaraka, long shot. It will relate itself with the result in a long shot. Sannipatya Upakaraka, example is in the Pashu Yaga, in the Jyotishtoma Yaga, etc. This fellow, there is this karma which says he has to apply eyelashes. He has to apply this in his eyelash. He has to apply this kajal. So that there is a result oriented to that. If he applies this kajal there, he will destroy his enemies. There is a result oriented sannipatya upakaraka, immediate result. But aradhapakarakam. Aradhapakarakam, if you have to perform this pancha prayaja, after performing the five prayajas, the whole karma which is called darshapurnamasayaga gets fulfilled, and then it gives you result called swarga in a later point of time. Not immediately. Whatever results are gained immediately when the performance of karma is over, that is sannipati upakarka, in direct relationship with the result. But whatever result you are going to gain later point of time, that is aradhupakarka. We will see the sannipati upakarka and aradhupakarka. Om purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avashishyate. Om shanti shanti shanti.